This is Fresh Air. Rian Johnson, the writer-director who went from the blockbuster The Last Jedi to the Agatha Christie-style mystery comedies Knives Out and Glass Onion, has created his first TV series. Called Poker Face, it stars Natasha Lyonne from Russian Doll and Orange is the New Black. It premieres Thursday on Peacock, and our TV critic David Bean Cooley loves it. Here's his review.
If you've seen the Knives Out movies, and if you haven't, you should, you have a good idea what to expect from Poker Face, the first TV series from Knives Out writer-director Rian Johnson. He concocts solid, intricate mysteries, populates them with oddball, entertaining characters, and casts his comedy mysteries with wonderful, often surprising choices. But you have an even better idea what to expect from Poker Face if you're a fan of classic TV, especially the iconic 1970s Peter Falk series, Columbo. In Columbo, Peter Falk played a rumpled, mumbling detective who invariably went up against society's one percenters, the wealthy, the privileged, the powerful. And by noticing the tiniest details and asking the most seemingly insignificant questions, he irritated his murder suspects until he eventually, brilliantly, solved the case. And Columbo wasn't a whodunit. The first act of each episode showed the killer committing the crime. Peter Falk Columbo didn't even show up until about 10 minutes in, and the fun was in watching him investigate and exasperate, eventually uncovering what we viewers already knew. It's one thing to admire what Columbo the TV series did. It's quite another to pull off a modern version of it, but that's exactly what Poker Face does. Johnson does it, in part, by making some significant, very smart changes. The murderers and the murdered aren't just the elite. Sometimes, in Poker Face, they're gas station attendants or barbecue pitmasters. And the central character, Charlie Kale, isn't a man and isn't a detective. She's a cocktail waitress in Las Vegas who has an odd psychic power. She's sort of a human lie detector and can sense when people aren't telling the truth. In the opening episode, her casino boss, played by Adrian Brody, hears of her abilities and runs a test. He calls her to his office, picks up a deck of cards, and flips through them, telling her which cards he's supposedly holding. Sometimes he's lying, sometimes he's not. But she nails it every time.
You're not reading the cards.
How could I read the cards?
You're reading me. It's not like it's one thing, like my eye twitches or something.
Nah.
It's just a general,
yeah.
You can just tell.
Just that something is off. That's the best way to describe it. I could just tell.
When anyone is lying, 100% of the time, I'm going to touch my nose.
No, it doesn't work like that. I'm not a soothsayer. I can't predict the future. There's nothing mystical about it. Just if someone is intentionally lying, that's it. You're not firing me.
Charlie. How can you not see that this is a gift? You've been graced with a gift.
The casino operator has a scheme to use Charlie and her gift, but things go sideways, and Charlie ends up leaving the city, with a casino enforcer, played by Benjamin Bratt, hot on her trail. And from then on, Poker Face turns into a modern-day version of several classic TV series. It's part The Fugitive, part Route 66, and lots of Columbo. Peacock, very smartly, is launching this streaming series by showing the first four episodes on opening day. From the second episode on, Charlie visits different cities, including a stop along Route 66, and somehow gets involved in a murder at each place. Sometimes she's met the future victim, sometimes the killer, sometimes a witness. But she senses something is off and sets out to seek justice, even though she's on the run herself and has to avoid publicity. Natasha Lyonne is a total delight as the central character. Just as with Peter Falk, she has such quirky energy and charm, she shifts things to a higher gear just by showing up on screen. And also, as in Columbo, the guest stars more than pull their own weight. Adrian Brody in the opener is terrific playing a smarmy villain. And in later episodes, Judith Light steals the show as a former political radical. And Ellen Barkin and Tim Meadows chew the scenery in a good way, as has-been TV actors reuniting for a dinner theater production. Everyone who guest stars shows up to play, often against type. In one episode, Leone's Charlie suspects a has-been punk rock star, played by Chloe Sevigny, of foul play in the death of Gavin, a new band member. Charlie tries to use her lie detector powers to ask about the murder victim, but at first, those get her only so far.
Look me in the eyes and tell me that Gavin didn't write that song.
Gavin wrote that song.
Oh. Well, that's true. But also not cool. He deserves credit.
Gavin, what do we deserve? Huh? That song isn't going to bring Gavin back, but it'll change our lives. We've recorded the song. We're playing it tonight. Look, Charlie, I'm just trying to make something good out of something bad.
I've seen the first 6 episodes of Poker Face. Every one is so clever, the twists so inspired, and the performances so good, I was satisfied by them all. And though Charlie is on the run throughout, most of Poker Face plays as a series of self-contained stories, just as Columbo did. Natasha Lyonne, like Peter Falk, may not show up until partway through each episode, but like her new series, she's unquestionably worth the wait. It's a great performance, and from the start, a great show.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the new series, Poker Face. On tomorrow's show, what the January 6th committee investigators learned about the role of social media in the assault on the Capitol that never made it into the committee's final report. We'll speak with Washington Post reporter Drew Harwell, part of a team that reported on a draft memo which details how the tech platforms failed to curb extremist content. I hope you can join us.